Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And listen, that's RU Fridays around here. RU is the RU Recovery Program, and we have a faith-based, Bible-based Christ-centered addictions program. Meets every Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. And we invite you out. If you just want a good discipleship program, something that will bring you in a closer relationship with the Lord and help you to grow in your faith and grow closer to Him, this is a great program for you as well. So we invite you out. You'll enjoy it this evening. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. Then we're looking forward to our services Sunday. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day together on this Lord's Day, 9:30. And 10:30 and 5:30 on this coming Lord's Day. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Of course, this is God's Hall of Faith. I mentioned the other day, Canton has the Football Hall of Fame, and Cooperstown, New York has the Baseball Hall of Fame, and Springfield, Massachusetts has the Basketball Hall of Fame. And here in Hebrews 11 is God's Hall of Fame. And he mentions many, many people here, all what they did by faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, and understand, look at verse number 4. The Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. He being dead, yet speaketh. Years ago, there was a sign on a movie theater marquee that said, dead men tell no tales. Well, we understand. You would say, hey, if you don't want someone to talk, well, dead men don't talk. But the Bible here refutes that, doesn't it? There are many times when dead men spoke in the Bible. You'll recall in the Old Testament when Samuel is gone and he has no one to inquire of the Lord. And so he goes to a witch, the witch of Endor, and she brings up Samuel. And Samuel speaks from the dead. You remember when Jesus was transfigured on what we call the Mount of Transfiguration. His white became, his whole countenance, his whole being became white and glistening, the Bible says. And there appeared with him on that mount Moses and Elijah. And they were talking with him. Two men from the Old Testament. Dead men do speak. What about Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead? He spoke again. The Bible talks about the rich man there in Luke chapter 16. When he died and in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and he saw Father Abraham afar off, and he spoke, didn't he? Father Abraham, he says, send Lazarus, he can dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. He spoke from hell. Jesus Christ died, was buried, rose again, and he spoke. So here it is said of Abel that he, being dead, yet speaketh. Now, we go to funerals and we hear the music and we may read the little program they pass out and we listen to the minister. We see the casket. We see the flowers. And you, by the way, we say, well, it's over. No, the truth is, it's not over. You don't stop living. My friend, listen very carefully. You are going to live somewhere forever. And there's only two destinies that you choose from. Either you'll live forever in heaven, or you'll be tormented and in pain and agony forever in a place called hell. Your influence, listen, you don't stop living, and nor does your influence leave when you leave. Your influence doesn't stop. Let me give you a couple thoughts. Our lives, our influence, our deeds live on even after we're gone. Your character, your principles, the things you live by today will be felt by your friends and loved ones in the generations to follow. You know, Romans 14 and verse 7, there's a great verse. You know what it says? Let me read it. I'm turning over there right now. Romans 14 and verse number 7. The Bible says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. No man lives to himself. No man dies to himself. If I live a sinful and defeated and discouraged life, then those who come after me will also live a defeated and discouraged life. If oftentimes children's problems are a reflection of the parents. Someone said, what parents allow in moderation, their children will excuse in excess. Now, that may be true, and I'm not saying that everything that a child does is a parent's fault. Certainly, especially when they become grown adults, they're going to make their own choices, and sometimes they don't make good choices. But the Bible also says this, Proverbs 20 and verse 7, a just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. I don't know. Listen, all I know is this. The truth is, your influence never dies. So I want my influence to be right. Go to the cemetery. You ever gone to the cemetery and read the tombstones? I go to the lot. I go to the cemetery. I see Lot. There's Lot's tombstone. Went to Sodom. We learned from Lot as he made mistakes. First, he shouldn't even went to Sodom. He should have put his spiritual needs first and helped his family, but he didn't. He should have taught his children some Bible principles, but he didn't. He shouldn't have had immoral and wicked literature at the home and wicked and immoral friends, but he did. And he lost his family. David would say, make sure you guard your eyes. Guard against lust. Guard against lusting after women. He had Bathsheba. Nowadays, men, you can go through any day and you'll have a dozen Bathshebas that you have to make sure you avoid. But you have to claim God's power over lust. The tombstone of Achan, what would it say? It would say, be honest, be truthful. Don't be tempted by gold and silver. Don't be tempted by the shiny things of this world. Don't let greed cause you to disobey God. All I'm saying, Lot and David and Achan, listen, your influence will outlive you long after you're gone. And you're either in heaven or in hell. Your influence will live on. Mom and dad had a fight, rough argument. Little boy and little girl heard it all. Dad, in a rage, stomped out, slammed the door, walked down to the local tavern and began to drown his anger in alcohol. About 15 minutes later, he felt something at his side. It was his boy. Well, what are you doing here? I never have you here in a place like this. He said, Dad, I just followed your footprints in the snow. Can I tell you something, Dad? You're putting down footprints for your little ones to follow. They'll follow your footprints. And so, what kind of influence are you having? Your influence is going to live on long after you've gone on to your eternal reward or your eternal punishment. Let me give you a second thought. The sins of this world must be punished. Hey, who killed Abel? Was it a robber? Was it a soldier? Was it in a battle? No, it was his brother, Cain. They played together. They ate together. And yet Cain was punished for his sin. He was banished from the presence of God and really from the presence of people. He became a vagabond in the earth. Punishment for sin. God is a righteous God. God is a holy God. And God punishes sin. Listen, my friend, the abortionist will not go unpunished. And the nation that allows it will not go unpunished. You can't put to death innocent ones, little ones, and without the wrath of God being upon you. Proverbs 1 and verse 11, the Bible says, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Oh, my friend, he's saying, don't go with them. You take God's place. God is the decider of who lives and who doesn't. It is God that gives life. My friend, let's make sure that sin will not go unpunished. Immorality will not go unpunished. The sins of fornication and adultery and homosexuality. The Bible says that the marriage bed is honorable in all and undefiled, but adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. Lazy. God will judge the lazy, the slothful of this world. You read about it in the book of Proverbs. Listen, don't be lazy or slothful as a parent. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So mom and dad, give them something to obey. Oh, they don't just go where they want, do what they want, say where they want. No, my friend, you're going to see them. By the way, the Bible says you leave a child to himself, he'll bring his mother and father to shame. So make sure, listen, the sins of this world must be punished, and God will see to it. Let me give you a third thought today. The only way to God is through the blood way. What does Abel say? What, Abel being dead yet speaks? He speaks to us that our influence is going to live on after we're gone. He speaks to us saying the sins of this world must be punished as Cain was. He also tells us that the only way to God is the blood way. How did Abel get his sacrifice accepted? He brought a lamb without blemish, without spot, and shed the blood of that lamb for the atonement for his sin. What did Cain bring? Work of his own hands. God had already set the sacrifice for sin, that an innocent substitute, an animal, must be killed, the blood shed, and sin atoned for. Cain said, I don't want that blood. I don't want that bloody religion. I just want, if I'm good enough and I do good works and I bring it to God, he'll accept it. No, God said, no, the penalty for sin is death, and a payment must be made. Blood must be sacrificed. And Cain brought that lamb. And that's the lamb, and that's the only way. Hey, how did they get out of Egypt? Yeah, they had to kill a lamb of the first year without blemish, without spot, and they had to take that blood and apply it to the doorpost and the side post of their house. And when the death angel came that night, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And they got out, and they spared the life of their firstborn because of the blood of the lamb. My friend, when John the Baptist came on the scene and Jesus came, he announced Jesus to the nation of Israel. And you know how he announced him? He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, Jesus Christ was God's sacrificial lamb. He would die on the cross on Passover as not just to atone for sin for a year, but he'll take away his sins, the sin forever. Jesus Christ, he paid it all. He was our substitute. He was the sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. My friend, if your sins are going to be forgiven, it won't be by the works of your own hands. It'll be by the blood of the Lamb. It's only by the blood that we have the forgiveness of sins. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, my friend, when God sees the blood, he will pass. He will pass over you. Is the blood covered your sins? Have you trusted the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, as your Savior? Oh, if not, my friend, call upon him today. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him. Ask him to forgive your sin. Ask him to be your Savior. He'll save you and give you the gift of eternal life. Do dead men speak? Yeah, they do. Abel speaks. He reminds us that our lives, our influence, and our deeds will live on after we've gone to our eternal reward. He speaks telling us that the sins of this world will be punished. And he speaks telling us the only way to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, have a wonderful Friday. We'll look forward to seeing some of you in the Lord's house on Sunday. And we're excited about that. And we'll be talking about Missions Conference coming up this next week. And we look forward to telling you about that as well. Have a wonderful weekend. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.